Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of Vibe with Five. The bass is real. You got here Rio Ferdinand, Stephen Howson, and you got Heady One with the new single being promoted today, Socials. And you got myself weighing in at 73 kg, fresh from Saudi Arabia, top of the league, the man himself, Joe Beth. Bam! Yeah. Top of the league, baby.
What am I seeing
here? Oh, my gosh.
I have never seen a man ever introduce himself.
Can I get a taxi to the studio, please?
They say Arsenal fans go too early. Who cares, man? We're here to enjoy ourselves.
We need some tablets for that.
When did you learn? Yeah, what have you learned? Nothing, clearly.
Guys.
Last season, you did the shades and the fake cigar and the trophy. And what did you win?
Can I say something? We got a special guest on today, and you're moving like it's about you.
It is about me. I'm the special guest today. Top of the league.
No. We've got a special guest.
Listen, let's bring
you
it
back. You was top
back.
Of the league 93% of last season and you won jack shit. Yeah.
That's true. That's facts. That was last season.
And he's still moving like this.
I want to big up Heady One dropping in today on Vibe with Fire. Thank you very much, man. It's a pleasure to have you.
Can't start like that and then I want to big up.
Well, I had to do my thing first. First of all, let us know, why are you here? We spoke about the singles, but what's actually going on?
What's going on right now? Just a lot of chilling, preparing for the album. I've got an album coming, so I'm relaxing, getting the man right, just finishing the music.
What's the vibe on the album? Because you know I'm going to be, this is my gym, this will be my gym stuff.
It's a lot of like storytelling.
Okay.
A lot of storytelling, a lot of different kind of vibes as well, like production-wise and that.
Like, features?
A few different features,
yeah. You got anyone to drop in that you can just give us a little...
Oh, I have to keep it on the secret for now.
Got to get it cleared first. You got to get it all cleared.
Definitely. But yeah, man, good vibes, man.
And does it feel different coming out now? Like, obviously, you're now a more established artist. Does it feel different now that you're dropping things now?
It does feel a bit different, you know. But I feel like I've been working on the album for a long time. So I feel like time's been moving and I've been growing as I've been working on it as well, which also, like, helps with the story of the project. But, yeah, man, time's flying by.
Is there a lot more of an anticipation now? Like, you feel like when you go places, people are asking, like, when's the album?
Definitely. People like are asking for the album, and I think that just continues to happen as it gets closer to the release time. Yeah.
If you need like a ghostwriter or anything, like, you know, that's my thing, isn't it? Like, that's what I do, isn't it? Like, rare man, like Kano, all of them they've used me.
We could get a Heady feature and reaffirm.
Nah, man, thank you so much for coming on, especially on this special day.
Tell them who you support, by the way, quickly.
I'm sure they know already, you know. They'll be seeing it online. Man United, all the way.
Yes.
You
know.
Top two finish this season.
What? Is it Heady, man? Slow down. Anyway, guys.
Even I'm choking on that.
Listen, you can catch the full episode of this on Acast across all different audio devices. And let's start off with Liverpool. I think that's fair. Liverpool versus City. To be fair, I thought that City would go do a job over there, but for Liverpool to get a result...
Take your sunglasses off.
I was going to say that as well. Why? I can't see your eyes, bro. Come on, man.
You ain't worthy to see my eyes. Yeah. There's 19 other teams below me, man. No way. But yeah, let's talk about the Liverpool game really quickly. Rio, who did you have winning that game?
I thought City or a draw, but it was this was the first time I see Klopp say it after, like, they were on the ropes, Man City. It was the first time I've seen them in a long time where I saw their established players even looking at each other to say, like, right, we're in a battle today. Mm-hmm. We're under it, under pressure. And it just showed you that there's a template of how to play against City, but you need a lot of things to go your way and work for you. You need to have the physicality to be able to match them. You've got to be able to have the tactical understanding to do it. You've got to have you can't have big spaces in your team, and you have to have that experience as well. But the big killer is you need to be efficient with your chances when they come, and that's what they weren't. Salah comes on, rolls one on a plate for Diaz a couple of times, he fluffed his lines, but I still think that they done a job where you look at it and go, rah, that'll give some other teams some confidence now playing against City, especially Champions League when it gets to the nitty gritty stages. But
you don't think City got the result coming away there?
No, I think City got the result, they will be happy. If I was playing in that, I'd have gone, you know, if I get a draw at Anfield, I'd have gone, you know what, I'm all right with that. But I think sometimes the way in which the game pans out can alter confidence sometimes as well. And I think that game, I think they'll look at it and go, not so much them, I think other teams will look at it and go, there is another way to play against City that you could get something, we'll try it now, rather than be, they've been on, every team that goes to City at the moment is like on the back foot.
Asking for a friend and my friends specifically.
You got any friends left after your WhatsApp messages?
Nah. Yeah. Do you reckon,
muted them, you know.
Do you reckon if you, if you're, for example, playing City at the end of the month, how would you go up against them?
Well, because Arsenal got them.
It's just a question.
The difference is, yeah, the Anfield factor. You have to consider that. City still ain't really worked out how to really play at Anfield properly.
Liverpool don't lose at Anfield.
Right? The place is a fortress. You lot are going to Etihad, rude boy. Well, man's are giggling as well. Look, they're giggling in the background. But it's true, you lot are going to the Etihad. Difficult place to play. Last time we went there, what was the score? Remind me.
Wait, no. Before you talk about the score... Talk about the fact that Robbie went the week before to film like some sort of boxing
mini
promo.
Mini doc.
He was up there, the whole lot of them, the whole circus went, didn't it?
What was the score last season?
I can't remember. Mm. I can't.
You
remember.
Sure?
What was it?
We didn't come up with a result.
What was the score, Steve? Mm.
But look, jokes aside,
the result was City won the league.
Yeah, but jokes aside is that was last season, and we're not onto the Arsenal point yet. That's how you know we're a big club, because people just want to jump on us. Yeah, that's why they want to jump on our thing. But the reality is, this is a new season, and I think our players would have learned.
Why are you talking about Arsenal?
You've not learned. Look at the state of you. What?
Sitting there with a cup you ain't won and a plastic cigar.
Yeah, but
and shades on.
End of the day.
The Arsenal notebook, you know. Look, what's he doing here?
How many games we got left? Like 12?
Nah, 10.
There's a lot.
You wouldn't know because you don't know what's going on down there. Anyway.
10 games to go.
Back to City Liverpool. I think the biggest...
Doku, that was a penalty.
The biggest issue. What did you think? Because we spoke about it.
On the penalty?
Yeah.
I feel like when I looked at it from what I saw, I don't think it was like a penalty like that.
No, yeah.
Nah, not really.
Kicked him in his chest, Ruben.
Yeah, but I feel like it was a 50-50 like challenge. They both like contacted the ball. He kicked him in his chest, but like...
Casemiro was a red card. Casemiro,
if that was the point,
he's got that kind of Eddie, taint on the
Eddie,
minute.
Eddie, that was a penalty, man. Nah. I think, because anywhere else, I think Klopp said it himself, anywhere else outside the box, that's a free kick. And you could feel Klopp's passion. I thought, oh man, he might want to be careful just in case he gets a fine. But he had to say it, and I agree, man. I totally agree.
Do you know why it wasn't a penalty?
Why?
Because McAllister steamed into him looking for that. I thought that was obvious. The photograph is horrendous, but when you watch it in real time, I think it's quite clear Doku's not trying to injure him.
Still a
not
high foot though. It doesn't matter. His foot was higher than him.
I think anywhere else on the pitch is a free kick.
So then why is it not? So then why is it not?
It looks like McAllister has flung himself at his foot to win the penalty, and I think whether that's right by the rules or not, I think we would all agree, like, that's a harsh penalty.
So you're with Hedy. Rio, what are you saying?
I think it's a penalty because I think it's a foul anywhere else. Well, I did. There was a lot of stuff that happened in the game, but you know what I did? I liked when KDB got subbed off and my man's head went. He just started flipping out.
Yeah,
that was mad, wasn't it? I liked that.
Was he like, from what I saw, like, was he going back at Pep? Because these guys, they got a mad relationship.
I think it looked like he was just like certain tactics or things weren't happening in the game. He was frustrated, and obviously he's one of the big guys when it comes to winning games. He's going like, I think also underneath that is like, well, how are you bringing me off? Like, I think there was a little bit of a mixture of stuff going on, but I liked it.
Do you think he's slowing down if you compare him to 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Ooh, KDB?
Yeah, I think KDB is not... I think, like, in, like, a season, he's going to, like, be done.
Done? Yeah. Rah, that's a big statement.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, Pep. You know, Pep can get rid of someone just like that. Sometimes I look at their relationship, and it can be... I don't think a year.
They're two headstrong people, innit?
But I don't think a year. I think a year is too soon. But
you don't like the character, though, does he?
I'm not saying he's like not going to be quality normal, but I mean like to be able to be like the same as he was before, like 2-3 seasons ago, where like he was a big problem. I don't think he'll have the same effect.
Mm. What are you saying, Steve, about his person? He's what?
Strong. That gets rid of every single player that's like a big outspoken personality, all the way through his career. Mm. Every single time someone's like anyone that's had a bit of Zlatan about him.
Yaya still ain't finished with him, is he? Every time Yaya gets a moment, he slams him.
Joe Hart's
retiring at the end of the season. I'm waiting for that's going to be a madness. What he comes with?
Get him on.
Is Joe Hart still playing?
Yeah, he's a Celtic.
Yeah, somewhere.
No way. Celtic,
yeah,
he's been going a long time.
Yeah,
yeah, man. What else? So basically, when you look at this argument stuff, when you see Pep and KDB, do you read much into it though?
No, I just see people that want to win. Like, that's gone out of the game, but we used to see this all the time, man. People arguing. That was part of like why we love football. You're seeing personalities and characters going at each other. And the more that comes back and you see it, it's like, that's why I go, wow, that's what I loved. Do you know what I mean? When you think about the big characters of the game before, any madness that used to go on the pitch, it wasn't all just about football. Mm. It was all the little subplots that used to happen. We used to engage everyone and we'd be all talking on our estates or whatever about things beyond just the game.
But you, obviously we interviewed Kyle Walker and it came out the other day. Big interview. Make sure you check it out on the channel. It's popping right about now. I had a few words for Mr. Carl himself as well.
Can I say something? Why was you look? You was moving like you was gonna like move to him. Like, well, I don't understand.
It wasn't. It's
the
just
way you was
really awkward on it.
Yeah, it was awkward. I just need to tell that because I've seen it in the comments. People saying, "Nah, the way Joe was chatting to Carl Walker."
Put the like clip
was,
in.
Yeah.
Put the clip in.
But Bo, you was actually sizing him up like it was across the table, like me and you type thing. I don't know why your energy was off like that.
Because you know you're in like the south stand, right? And he'll be on a pitch.
This is the thing, though, isn't it? I reckon my football club has suffered from not getting respect for many, many years.
Joe, why?
I.e. yourself.
You have to earn it.
Because of this stupidness that I'm seeing.
Okay. Anyway, so
he's asking for respect with the
plastic cigar. So when I had my chance to talk to Carl, I just said to him what I thought, innit? I thought that when we go on the 31st of March, I reckon we'll get something out of the game. Don't blame me for being confident in myself and my team.
It's not what you said, it's how you say it.
How am I supposed to say it?
It's not what you say sometimes, it's the meaning you give up.
Comes across, but
yeah.
That's just an Arsenal fan thing, though, isn't it?
Bruh. Okay, shots are being fired already.
I think that's just an Arsenal fan thing.
Go on, tell me, what do you feel with the Arsenal fan base like that?
I recognise this from like primary school. I don't know what it is like that. Like that's in the Arsenal atmosphere. Like it's from like when Perez and all that was there. It's like the same behaviour. Like I think they're just, like you guys just a bit deluded, man.
Bro, wow. Deluded while he's sitting there in a cap.
Bro.
Sunglasses and a fake cigar.
I just think we've got confidence. And
no, that's beyond confidence.
No, it's not beyond confidence.
This stupid trophy, I'm going to smash that trophy up.
Jermaine said to me, why do you do this every year? I said, listen, if I wasn't a confident man, I wouldn't be sitting across the table with legends, musical legends, and Steve. You know what I mean? Like, but you have to have that confidence in yourself. Otherwise
yeah, but you missed confidence. You missed confidence and landed in the stands.
Bro, he felt what I was saying, though, Carl. He felt it.
No, he said he didn't feel nothing. He just said confidently, wait till you come to the Etihad. That's what he said. That was his words.
I'll be there in the stand with my boots.
I actually want Arsenal. If there's three teams playing now to win the league, which is Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal, I actually want you boys to win it. But you and some of your fans make me not want you to win it.
Bro,
am I lying?
Can you imagine?
Look at what we've got as United fans.
How long has it been?
20
years, right? Look at what we've got as United fans. We've got our nearest rivals, there's not loads of them, so they don't make a lot of noise, but they're there, right? There's some of them there, right? And some of them have been there for a while. Not all of them, but some of them, right? They're going for 4 in a row, which is something we didn't do. Mm. On the flip side of that, we've got the Scousers going for 20, which equals what we did. Mm. And then we've got you lot, who haven't won in 20 years. We should be like, all aboard the Arsenal bus.
Yeah, we should.
But this is why we would rather them 115 charges deep Oil Nation would win it, or Liverpool would win it, rather than you lot.
True.
And it's
true.
There's 20,000 of them like you.
You got to take some responsibility.
And they're all on Twitter. Not one of them has a day off the internet.
Piers Morgan's another one. Absolutely. Even Piers Morgan. Yeah, he turns me off Arsenal. Piers Morgan, just the way he comments. Like,
the Arsenal fans on Twitter, you look all in though, aren't it?
Like, yeah, man. Piers Morgan's jumping around with his bra on and everything. It's mad. Like, just containing the moves.
He can't remember after shit he said as well.
So
shout out Piers Morgan.
Moving it on.
By the way.
Spoken about Liverpool City. That was a great result for us back in the day. That was a great result. Might as well move it on to the Arsenal topic anyway, because we're talking about Arsenal non-stop. Kai Havertz scores again.
Are you going to do a public apology?
To who?
To Kai Havertz.
Why?
What?
Why?
We need to get the clip, because I know that you've been very, very negative about him when he signed him. Why are we signed? Why do we need to sign him?
I
was justifying to you lot why you signed him, and you were sitting there going, no.
We don't know who's watching. Let's be easy.
Should Kai Havertz have been on the pitch?
Man, you know what? It was a bit of a
It's a yes or no, Joel. It's a yes or no. And no is the answer. Was it a dive, right? Was it a dive?
Look.
Was it a dive?
On another day.
Was it a dive?
On another day, he wouldn't have found himself on a pitch. But I guess that's football. It happens.
I think we need to give him his props because I think he's been a player that's like, he came for big money, then he signed for, won the Champions League, scored the winner in the Champions League, still coming under fire from different type of people. Goes to Arsenal. Some of the Arsenal fans are like, well, why are we spending that on him, etc. But this last month especially, he's adapted now to Arsenal and he started firing. He's getting big goals. And in this part of the season, you need people to step up. And the fact we're not talking about no number nine at Arsenal, he's one of the biggest reasons why now. So he needs his props 100%.
Yeah, man.
You see, like, as a football person, yeah, like, obviously you understand tactics and that more than I would. What is, like, Havertz's position?
Yeah, I think that's the criticism that's aimed at him because there isn't a position that you go that he's locked down and gone, bam, that's me. He plays number nine, but he ain't really a number nine. Yeah. But then
that's
really
why they're good. I've been saying it for weeks.
Because it makes them more fluid. The rotations,
you play
so much
better without an out-and-out nine.
I think that's. And I think.
I hope you sign one.
Rio always says during a show. He always says that the hardest players he played against are not necessarily the quickest. But it's those that take a position where you don't really know where they stand. Yeah. Like you,
Carl Walker said the same thing the other day. Like the people that are quick and fast and strong and want to play 1v1 against him, he says, I'm here for that. But the ones that go into little areas away from him, who say, come, can you come and mark me or not? He's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I think Havertz is a little bit like that. But he's always had the potential because the way he plays, he's got a little bit of like Berbatov-y in terms of the touch and the just like silky and smooth, isn't it? And slow a little bit in the way he plays. And then he's just coming up with big moments.
You know,
moment.
When Berber first said that, I thought Berber was nuts.
What said he said? He looked play
when
like
he
him.
Said, yeah, because he's the one that said that Havertz reminds him the closest to him.
Berbatov would have been sitting there with a cigar, just chilling like that.
A real
and
one,
the shirt open, hair all brushed, Brill Cream back. And then talking like that. That's how Berber moves, you know. Yeah. You met Berber, innit?
I've never met him.
Nah, bro, this brother, he thinks he actually believes he is the godfather. Like, you know, like in the movies, that's him. That's how he moves. He comes training all done out. We're all coming up in tracksuits, and this guy, but he'll be, the way he will be saying this about Havertz, like, this little player is very similar to me.
You know? I saw he said it. Boy. He said it. The funny thing is, when he said it, I thought, no chance. I spoke to Farrah Williams about him and she was saying, trust me, he's the guy. Marcus from New Era Global, he was just like, trust me, this guy. Jolyon Lescott DM'd me yesterday saying, I told you about
Jolyon's got to come on because he's on your neck a little bit about a few
he
things.
Can, listen,
me.
He can come on before the 31st, man. I'm here. Jolyon, when you're ready, bro, I'm here.
Where's the camera? Nuts.
Yeah, I'm here. So, for real, I think we paid 65 million for the guy and, you know, some of the fan base weren't really happy when we initially signed him.
I want to get him on.
Yeah.
I want to get him on.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to him.
Get the king on.
The king, is that what you call him now?
King Kai.
Raw.
You lot, yeah.
See how the Arsenal fans knew?
That changed quickly.
Always too high. Always too low.
The way I saw Troop chat about him as well.
Never in the middle.
Wow.
But you got to remember, even if you look at Arsenal as a whole, we've scored, five of our goals have been 85 minutes and after. So we're becoming real clutch. Havertz, 9 goals this season.
Or lucky, he's going to look at it two ways.
4 games in a row.
Shouldn't have been on the pitch.
It doesn't matter what anyone says. You spoke about Anfield becoming a fortress.
Mm.
I think the Emirates is becoming a real scary place now, man.
Scary.
Real scary.
I'm going this week, Champions League. You're 1-0 down, isn't it?
Be there as well.
You're 1-0 down against Porto. We'll see if it's scary then.
Yeah,
I think you'll beat Porto.
Be careful because you're making a lot of headlines right about now. So.
What do you mean? I said I want you to win the league, and I said I think you'll beat Porto. What careful?
You just
about
said
what?
We'll see if it's scary, and you said it with a tone.
Oh, sorry. So the way you say it now, yeah.
Yeah, the way you say it.
Oh, okay.
That's what you said.
It's better.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, we can turn around the.
Anyway, Man United.
Are we finished?
Was you happy?
Declan Rice.
What about
Arteta?
What about them?
We ain't, no?
What about them?
Sorry, don't worry.
What else do you need to say?
I just want people to give us the credit we deserve. Steve?
I just want you to have refereeing decisions that are correct.
Wow. Eddie?
What, on Arsenal?
Arsenal, what's your thoughts, man?
I feel like Arsenal, like they've been patient, yeah? Because I was saying this to someone the other day, like I feel like, obviously, you know, like all rebuilding teams and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was like, In the gulag for a minute.
Are
they out of it though? They wouldn't fuck up.
Yeah, obviously I feel like you're just like you've got one hand on the edge of the But yeah, I feel like like obviously all of the young the Martinellis and Sakas, they had to like really come up in that. So
come on.
I feel like if you lot won like a FA Cup or something,
yeah,
maybe a Europa League, I'll be happy for you.
Like. Yeah. But if you're looking at Arsenal, Liverpool, City, who do you reckon is going to win the league?
Liverpool.
Wow.
I think it's Liverpool. I said that from...
Why? Because Rob's there.
And I said it from the beginning of the season, you know. I did. I was saying it to my DJ. He's a Liverpool fan. Obviously, he was surprised because we usually argue, but I said, I think Liverpool's going to... It was either City or Liverpool, but I think City's like...
Liverpool got a move about City's them at the moment, you know.
Have we surprised you, though, as a club?
What?
This season?
Man, just talking about... Are you talking about Liverpool and you've gone back to you? What is going on there?
Let him
breathe of how he wants to talk about it.
Not really, you know. Cause I think Arsenal will finish third or second.
Yeah,
probably third.
You just mentioned your DJ is a Liverpool fan. One of your guys over there is a Liverpool fan. And we've locked him in the corner of the room. He can't move now. And you got like Man United as well. Like, so that sounds to me like when you're traveling around, you boys are on football. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like? Is it like everyone would expect it to be?
Obviously it's a bit peak for me because United have been like a bit shaky for a few seasons now. So
shaky still.
But obviously, I get involved in the conversations and that, and yeah, it's just.
The bass ain't in the voice like it used to be.
Yeah. When I was a bit younger and that, where was it up until the 2010s and 11s? Up until Fergie left, basically. Yeah. Since then, it's been a bit, of a struggle, but we'll get back there.
Did you get to Old Trafford much?
I stopped going now,
Wow.
The reason why I stopped going, is I've only seen us win once, when I've been at Old Trafford.
So you're a bad luck charm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt like I might be bringing some bad luck.
It's mad.
And then since I stopped going, we've had better results.
You should go to the one we're playing you guys second to last game of the season.
At Old Trafford?
Yeah, okay. In May. So if you're there, please make sure you get yourself there. I want you there. But moving on to Man United. Beating Everton 2-0. Big game. Big game for you guys.
It was a must win because we ain't got a game for 3 weeks. I know that. Yeah. We needed to win.
Was it not a big game?
We needed to win.
We need to win.
Die right about now for you guys, man.
You've been here not long ago. You've been in these situations where you're trying to readjust.
A lifetime ago, if you ask me now, though.
What, 20 years?
Yeah. Well, last season.
Okay,
yeah.
20 years. All right. It was a bit of a mad... I was at the game with TNT. It was a bit of a... We got two penalties. And Garnacho was really the difference maker. He drew two penalties. But... Man United kind of played the way they have the last couple of games is like we were open, man. They had 11 chances in the first half alone.
Yeah.
Like we just looked so easy to create chances. Now listen, they ain't got a number 9 with any confidence at the moment to punish us, so it was okay. But we play Liverpool in the cup. We play like that, we're gonna get opened up 100%, dispatched.
You spoke about Garnacho, he really is the outlet, innit? Without him, I really wonder.
I went to Carrington to the training ground the other day to do some filming, and I was with Johnny.
I
was with Johnny Evans and Darren Fletcher. And Johnny Evans said he'd come back to Man United and obviously sees the players, and you expect X from him and him, etc. But he said, I just thought Garnacho would be an impact player from the bench sub. He said he's one of our main, if not the go-to guy now. And it tells you his development. He's 19 years old, man. So
also shows where the club is at because he should be an impact player off the bench.
And injuries as well. I mean, if you're looking at your Martials are not there at the moment, there's a few different
guys. When has he been there?
There's a few guys missing or just not,
Honestly, the cheek of him to cash his paycheck is ridiculous. Is there any chance? Is Edgar even coming to work? Because they don't even know.
I saw him at a training ground.
Did you?
Yeah, Marshall.
A photo of him or actually?
No, I see him, bro. I saw him. He walked past. I see him.
He walked?
Yeah.
He won't fucking run, would he?
Oh, man. But yeah, if you're looking at your boy as well, Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Player of the year, you mean?
Yeah.
Player of the year, Johnny Evans.
Is that 36?
I know, he's doing well.
How's a 36-year-old being the best player in your team the whole season? Tell us that, Heddy.
I think from watching the games, all the ones that I watched, I think our best player this season has been Haaland.
When he's played?
When he's played, because I think he's actually effective. Even when we're playing bad, he's making the defender struggle.
He is. I don't think anyone can take away.
Penalty against Arsenal that they didn't give that one. Things like that.
Go back to the start of the show. Just wish Arsenal would get the correct refereeing decisions.
But I think right now, Man United are one of the best positions that we've been in years. Wait, let me be very careful. The reason why I'm saying that is, yeah, because like, you know how I said you've got your Sakas and you've got Martinelli. These are like big game players now that are winning your games for you.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we've got our Garnachos and Hoyland. If you think about it, they're looking better than your guys were looking 3 years ago.
Kobe may not know.
3 years
no,
ago.
They are.
No, I agree with him.
Nah, I don't know about
that. In a few seasons...
You didn't have a number nine. You had two wingers without a number nine. We've actually got three players up front. Rashford, Garnacho, Hoyland.
Nah.
If those guys had, like, reach the full
we need more than that, yeah.
You do have... I like Kobe Maino.
Yeah.
For me... That boy is the truth. There's a few times.
Oh, you changed your tune because you were saying, "Oh, Carl, you better calm down on Kobe Maino."
But you guys do get a little bit excited.
Just saying what he was. But did you just say we're getting a bit excited?
A little bit.
Wow. You with guys a fake cigar in your hand.
There's no
like
fucking
that.
Mirrors in your house.
You guys do get a little bit excited. I think for him, I saw him. There was a few times during the game on Saturday, and I thought to myself, "Right, like he's bouncing." Guys off the ball.
He's doing
really
his
impressed.
Own as well. Because Casemiro has fully just ignored whatever instructions he's been given and just doing his own thing now.
Yeah.
And Scott McTominay, you know, he don't play midfield anyway. And, you know, he might as well be playing up front now, if that's what we're actually calling him. And Bruno, tactical discipline of a cat.
We were open, sesame. We were open.
Like, you got Maino trying to lock a whole midfield down on him.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Zone?
Nah.
Why are United conceding 26 shots a game? I'll tell you why. Because the whole midfield's watching us concede them shots.
Six games we've given up, like, almost, I think, was it 300?
It's insane.
No, you said the average was 17 shots a game.
No, it's 20, so over 20 shots for the last six Premier League games. Over 20 shots a game.
Conceded.
Chances, yeah.
So you're supposed to concede a goal for every single 8 shots that you concede?
Yeah.
United are like
3-0 down every game.
You know, like 10 goals better off than we should be.
I can't wait till we go Old Trafford, you know.
I reckon we'll smoke you, you know.
I can't wait.
That's what's funny.
That's what's funny, exactly, because you're going to come there with a mad confidence, or the league's going to be over by then, one
There's
of the two.
There's no way. There's no way on both.
Because when we played at the Emirates... It wasn't time.
You were hanging on. You should have had a penalty against Shirley. It was the dodgy offside call. Have you got no memory of what happened?
It was 3-1.
Yeah, Rice's late goal, right?
Yeah.
And then Garnacho scored, and then they gave that weird offside.
It was 3-1.
Okay.
Who's your player of the year?
At Arsenal?
Yeah.
Kai Havertz.
Oh, stop it.
What? Why? No, if it's not Kai, we've got... a selection in it of options.
Go on, give me them.
Declan Rice for me, probably tops.
Pop up player.
Yeah. But like, that's one that I owe an apology to.
He's the one Man United should have bought.
Man, when I heard Ollie saying it the other day on the overlap, like, could have got Declan and stuff like that, I thought, man, I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but I'm so thankful for Edu and Arteta's relationship. That guy, he's just popping up with goals, he's breaking down play, he's the real leader in our team. I don't think any player is worth over 100 mil. There's only a couple, maybe a Bellingham or whatever. But I feel like we owe West Ham 25 million, bro. Like, we literally got him for the cheap.
Nicked him, you think, yeah?
Cheap. What a player, man. Like, I'm so happy with him.
On that, just going back on the Ollie interview a second. Did that come out in between our two pods? It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
We've not really had a chance to chat about that. What's your thoughts on... We've recently seen the scout that was looking at Haaland... and said, and don't think he's going to be top class. Someone obviously said similar about Rice. I put Slotterbeck through you and said, what do you think? And a report came back from a club, didn't it, and said that they didn't like the reports that are on him. who the hell is in charge of these reports at a club? Because
I think that's one of the. I think it just confirms that what everyone says. I don't think you've got to be a rocket scientist, but recruitment has been a big issue at Man United. It's brought a lack of good recruitment. I think
we overpay.
We overpay.
We undersell, yeah. And we don't bring in identified talent.
Also, Haaland was there on a plate to have. We don't take him. Jude Bellingham's in the building, and the A-list come out, and we still don't get him. So it says like the recruitment, like what the hell's going on?
So
like,
they said they couldn't offer him
minutes.
The killer
never actually, if
what Ollie said is correct, he said that he wanted a guaranteed amount of minutes. Mm-hmm. I am making him captain in that meeting. He ain't going to be captain, but he's leaving that building thinking I'm going to be captain, and we sign him. And then I say to him after that, listen, you've got a 5-year deal, work with me. You know what I mean?
He's captain by the end of it.
Yeah, but by the end of it, I meant in a couple of years, you'll be captain. So get by hook or by crook, get that boy. He ain't leaving the building without I negotiate. I'd have got him.
Yeah. No, I see. When you look at that, I thought Ollie came across really well in that interview, man.
Like Ollie came across as Ollie. That's Ollie. He's a nice, humble guy. You know what I mean? He got in a job at Manchester United, was doing his thing, then gets the sack, and then people start looking at him different. He's the same guy, and I think he probably will be for the rest of his life. He's never showed me any different. He's just a guy who loves Manchester United, wanted to do well, didn't work out for whatever reason, but by the sounds of it, he just didn't get the players that he wanted. Declan Rice, Haaland, Jude Bellingham. Imagine if we got them.
Madness.
Two out of them three, please.
That's a solid midfield forward spine. Like, that is ridiculous. That's England.
Three world-class players, essentially.
It's mad. It's mad. And then you add your young boys to it, the Mainos and stuff like that. You are laughing.
Well, even like Jimmy Garner, played against us this weekend. Yeah. You tell me that he wouldn't have played in the last couple of years for Manchester United. Of course he would.
He'll be starting. Like,
the way that whole situation's been run, I'd love to... I thought Gary Neville could have asked a couple of follow-up questions.
I want names to these decisions. Like, who's making that decision?
But he's not going to do that, though, is he? He's going to try to...
At least ask.
But we had Mike Phelan in, and it was an interview that went under the radar. He was assistant manager at United. It did come out on,
it came out of the World Cup or the Euro.
We'll repackage that, and we'll drop it on the channel, because that was proper.
Me and Joel was asking him some great questions, and he was really open.
Yeah.
Like, I straight up asked him, who are we signing? And it was like... everyone that were linked to in the paper, which at the time was pre-Ronaldo stuff, so it was Sancho Varane, and who else did we sign that?
Basically, who's in the paper? We're after him.
But then I asked him about Camavinga, and they went, we don't think he's ready for the first team. The guy went to Real Madrid. Okay, came off the bench a fair bit, but
affected every game in the knockout stages.
Yeah, went and won the Champions League. And you just think, could you have had a midfield of
Camavinga, can I just say something?
Bellingham,
every single manager, every single club have these stories.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Zlatan was at Arsenal and Wenger fluffed that one up or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Mbappe wanted to be at, I don't know, he loved, do you want to go, was he want to go Arsenal as well? Or Real Madrid, wherever, Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
And then that didn't happen. Like, we could go through the years and different teams. This has happened loads, but that was just a glut at one little time.
So my question for you guys, how long is it going to take till you guys are
Heady, go on, Teddy. Give me some.
Heady.
I think, I just think a few more seasons, maybe two seasons, because I just hope we don't do nothing drastic, get rid of the manager or get rid of certain players, because I think that's just gonna make the procedure a bit longer. But I think if we just stick it out and keep our young players, we need to play all the young players and do what Arsenal did, but we'll go on to win the league.
But when's
everyone's trying to do what Arsenal
but did. You've got probably a serious amount of overhaul. A new CEO, Dan Ashworth coming in, Jason Wilcox coming in, Jean-Claude Blanc coming in, Brailsford coming in. You've got all of the work that's going on with the stadium, which I'd love to actually hear off Gary Neville what that's going to entail, because it's like a whole postcode that they're overhauling. It's not just Old Trafford. It's all the wharf down to the waterside of Salford Docks as well, or Media City, if you want to call it that. Like, all of that is involved in this plans that they've got.
Regen, so, and it's a regen.
All of that going on, plus trying to rebuild a team, plus trying to get a recruitment team going to actually impact stuff. It seems mental to me that you'll change the manager in the middle of all that lot as well. You need stability where you can find it. Ten Hag's on a contract till the end of next summer. I hope they've sat him down and said, that's... we ain't changing you now. You've had a horrible season with all the off-the-field stuff. You look at all the things that we've had to deal with. The injuries alone would have been problematic. The injuries alone have been problematic for De Zerbi. Is he a bad coach this season?
I think Hedy's right. You just keep him. You keep him. That's what happened with us with Mikel Arteta. Like, we had a few.
You wanted him out.
We had a few. Me.
Run the tape.
There's a reason why I'm the influencer, content creator, and he's the manager. That's all I can say. But yeah, you keep him, man. I think you keep him.
Well, you just have an honest conversation, don't you? Yeah. So you've got 12 months left on your deal.
Yeah.
If you want to extend it past that, we see something. If not.
And the reason why, sometimes some people might go, two seasons is soon. But no, last season when he came in, look at the difference that he made for you guys. If you look at Chelsea two seasons ago, they're a completely different team that they were now. Look at us two seasons ago. We weren't challenging. We weren't on the cusp of winning the league.
You just need processes put in place. Yeah. If the right processes from top down are in place, there's something to work at. At this point in time, up until Ineos come in, it was like, who's leading the blind here?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no one owned any areas completely that where you go, okay, point the finger to that. You had people that probably weren't football people running the whole football side of things, really.
They've had a pasty, by the way.
Yeah.
Like we've actually put together quite a few interviews where we spoke to Jose, you spoke to David Gill. Ollie's came out and said similar things. Everybody seems to have been involved at that sort of hierarchy at United. It's been polite, but it's been a pasty, hasn't it? Yeah, if you listen and read between the lines.
Basically, non-football people running the club. That's what happens.
Man.
Anyway, let's move on from the depressive vibes.
Other games, really quickly. Palace drawing with Luton Town. Luton Town becoming a real, real problem. Scoring in the 90+6 minutes.
You think Luton
going
to stay up?
No.
You reckon?
No.
Who's going down then?
Luton have got really good stories. Late goals, making it hard to beat at home, but they ain't actually winning the games. That's the problem.
Yeah, they're going down. Shout out to them.
Who's going down then? Sheffield United,
Burnley, and Luton. All the teams that come up is what I said at the beginning of the season. You don't try to laugh at me.
What?
I said
the same thing.
You said Everton going down.
I did say Everton actually as well, to be fair.
I don't know. I think I had one of them staying up. I think I might have actually.
You had Everton going as well.
Did I have Everton?
Yeah, Dyche.
Yeah. Obviously, Wolves beating Fulham 2-1. Jack. Shout out to Jack.
Sit down, Jack.
Yeah.
Spurs beating Villa 4-0 was a slapping at Villa Park as well.
You didn't see that coming.
Yeah, mad slapping.
I missed it.
If the first half, someone said to you at half time, what would have scored? It wouldn't be 4-0.
Nah.
Unreal, man.
Crazy. Crazy. Mad. They're not ready, Villa, man. I know you got Andy, my coach. He loves his team. And I have rated what they've done this season, but they're not ready, man. I don't even know if they'll get top four now, man, because Spurs are onto them.
Have Arsenal still got Spurs to play?
Yeah, we do.
Ooh.
Where?
Oh.
White Hart Lane.
Ooh, this could be very spicy. Yes. Heady with the questions there.
Opta's got you third favourites based on your running.
Ooh. I don't care what
they're
Opta
not
says.
Normally wrong, are they? Not normally wrong.
I don't care what Opta
City
says.
City was like 6% chance of winning the league.
Is it?
I don't care what Opta says. That's big. I don't care what Opta
says. In a three-way race, one of them with two-thirds of the vote.
Talking of De Zerbi, bounced back 1-0 win against Forest as well. West Ham 2-2, man.
Mm-hmm.
Last-minute goal. Danny Ings.
I know, I'm sitting there thinking, Burnley have won a game, oh my God.
Wow.
Nope.
No.
That's mad.
That's them so done. But what do you do if you're Burnley? Because obviously, what company did last year was really, really impressive. He just doesn't have the players to play that system in the Premier League. So, does he get another crack at a whip?
I can't lie. I'm surprised he's still got the job. Like,
what?
You just said a minute ago.
I'm surprised.
I hope they keep him. It's what we've done at Arsenal with Arteta.
I didn't say I wanted him gone, you know. I said I'm surprised he's still got the job.
But you know that's how it's translated.
Because if you look at football nowadays, managers, they get rid of guys really quickly, and for him, even though I think they are going down, and I've heard some of their fans complaining about the football and everything, and I saw that like a few months ago.
They want Dyche back.
Yeah, they want that kind of like Route 1 football. Yeah, and I thought, oh, he's not going to last long for this, but they've stuck with their man, and especially when we beat them, gave him the quick 6-0. Do you guys remember that? Okay, we gave him a quick 6-0.
This guy.
And I thought, oh, he's definitely gone. But hey,
oh, yeah, I just seen something on here. Sorry to cut you.
Yeah.
Paul Merson's comments. I used to play with Paul Merson, good player, nice guy.
Did you watch that whole clip? I watched that whole clip and sat there with my head in my hands.
I can't believe what I'm saying.
Yeah, he said France probably have two players that get into our team.
It's like, who's going to start? You're talking about the first 11 here, surely.
Yeah.
There's two players that get in our team. So one of them two centre-backs don't get in, so he's out.
Yeah.
So Saliba starts.
Saliba can, but even if it wasn't Saliba,
but that's not what he's saying there, though, is he? Saying the starting team, who will get in? And he's saying only two players get in the first 11.
He's wrong anyway. So,
before you even get out of the defense.
Go Saliba then.
Saliba, Stones, I think.
Yeah.
Right back,
Kyle Walker.
Any one of our right backs playing for their right back, I think. Left back, I think Hernandez. He's fit all the time. Yeah. Our ones ain't fit.
Yeah.
Midfield. So three midfielders.
They've obviously got. It's a fight now. Yeah. This gets a little bit tough.
Because I think if you said to Tchouaméni or Camavinga, does Declan Rice getting ahead of you? I think they're both going to look at you like you're mad.
Yeah.
They would, and if you think about the last tournament, they run the midfield.
Yeah, I think for midfield,
Rice gets in there, though.
But yeah, I think Rice. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Rice is a bad player. What are you lot saying?
Would Declan Rice get in the Real Madrid team ahead of
him? Yeah,
I think you could. I think it's a conversation.
Yeah. I think currently.
Yeah, hang on. You also forgot. You're talking about Hernandez at left back. Which one? Both of them would start.
Yeah, yeah. They proper rate him though, you know. They proper rate him, you know.
Still got
the French players. Proper. Like I had a chat with.
I don't think it's cut and dry. But there's one thing saying you could go and do it at Real Madrid, and there's another thing going and doing it there.
And they rate Foden as well.
Can we change the formation a bit then?
Two holders.
4-2-3-1. Then we can play both of them.
Okay, 4-2-3-1 then. Go on.
Shout. I reckon.
So who then? Would you play Camavinga or Tchouaméni?
I'll play Tchouaméni.
It's hard, man. The way that Camavinga come on and changed all the games in the knockout stages of the Champions League last year was madness.
I think the three, do you reckon Griezmann still gets in ahead of one of our players on the left? I know he's not usually on the left, but...
No. If you played a two, you'd play him up there at a two. Obviously, Mbappe's probably playing on the left at least.
Well, Mbappe's on the left.
Yeah, you got to play Mbappe.
On the right,
right is Saka. Or Dembele, yeah. Saka for me.
Nah, Dembele. Coleman.
Saka.
Saka. It's mad.
Not Foden.
Foden. Huh? Foden probably.
Foden in the 10.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
Ahead of who? You see more Griezmann, isn't it?
We've got about Bellingham. It's
tight. Oh
shit.
Oh, God.
That's what I was thinking, Foden on the right.
Wait, who's the number 9? Kane.
Ahead of Saka.
Kane's the number
9. It's Kane
over. Wait. I've just asked him, you were real on this one, yeah? I said, on the right-hand side, what, Foden ahead of Saka? He's like, I like Foden, innit?
It's a conversation. Yeah. I don't think it's cut and dry.
I think they both play kind of different. I think Foden's a bit more like...
Depends on your opponents, innit?
Have you seen what he's been saying recently? About getting him in hot waters. Because he said that Foden's world class. Well, he didn't
say it. You need to just hold yourself. Say it properly, man.
Go.
Are we really doing
this? What did they say there?
Saka's not world class.
Yeah. But Foden is borderline world class. He's more of a player than Saka. He is.
Saka's not world class. You have to say yes to that.
He is.
Of course you have to.
Do you know why I'm not getting involved in this argument anymore?
Because you want
to
talk to Saka.
Nah. Oh.
What?
In one.
Nah, it's more because the table don't lie, bro. Like, where we're sitting, that's all I care about at the moment.
Anyway, we sat top of the table all last season and lost the league.
What was the quote that Paul Merson had? Was it just like, what does he know about the English league or something? Who was that when he was talking about?
I don't know, man.
He might have said every
manager. Let's finish this thing. Up top. Who are we going with?
Number 10. If it's two midfielders.
Yeah. Two holders.
Is that what you want to play?
Two holders, three in front and one up top.
Yeah.
I'll play Bellingham as one of the two holders then.
Yeah.
I'd play him because he could be loose and still bomb on as well.
You know, as it stands, he's right. That only with this team, only two players have got in there. You know that?
Who?
Merson.
Mbappe, the goalkeeper, centre back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the left back.
And the left back.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
Do the maths.
Sorry.
It's going to be 4-6 or 4-7 or.
It's a ridiculous opinion.
5-6.
It's a frankly ridiculous opinion.
It's a bit mad.
And he said, I'd be shocked if England don't win it.
I would be as well.
But the funny thing is, that's not crazy.
It's only France. Yeah, the threat. Who else is the threat?
No, France are the major threat. There's a couple of other teams.
Who?
I wouldn't write Holland off. I think
Come on, man.
Yeah, but England, what he said, he's right in that part because England should be at least get into the final.
If England don't get to the final, it's a disappointing tournament.
Exactly.
If England don't get to the final, that's because of the waistcoat on the sideline.
He's not really a Southgate fan.
Southgate, I'm hearing, could be the next Man United manager if anything changes. That's what the rumours are.
No.
I'll park across his driveway. He will not make that appointment.
What's
your opinion?
That can't happen.
No?
We'd finished.
England have done the best they've ever done.
Yeah,
since winning it years ago.
I don't think that's because of the manager.
I'm just asking that.
You don't reckon it's because of the manager?
No, I think England's team, England's just got a quality ballers. Team, man. Yeah. Like Maddison and these guys, they're crazy.
When his team fell short, it was losing to a Brazil of R9, Ronaldinho, Rivaldo.
Cafu, Roberto Carlos.
Yeah, it was an all-time great side.
Devastating.
You look at Brazil now.
And they called us the golden generation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This Brazil team now is a baggy shadow of a Brazil team. Like, outside of France and Argentina, international football teams are garbage.
But this
and
is the Euro. That's why I'm saying they should get to the final, at least.
They're still getting beat by Saudi.
They absolutely should do.
You know? Argentina.
Oh, they had Messi. It's different. So Portugal, that other team, are a threat, by the way. They are a threat. Portugal, one of the best pool of players, mate. I'm telling you.
Reserving my judgment because, obviously, seeing them in a World Cup.
No, I didn't say they're going to be it, but they've got a pool of players that is mad talent. I reckon after England and France, they've got probably the biggest pool of players.
I'm waiting to see.
Germany won't be terrible on home soil. Even though their starting 11 at the moment is miles off.
I'm going to be at the Euro, so I'm not saying anything bad about Germany. They're going to be really good. I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Support, you know?
Real quickly, moving it on.
I'm going to support Southgate and these boys. I don't fucking think so.
Did you watch the Francis Ngannou and AJ fight?
Yes, I did, you know.
What did you think beforehand?
I thought, if I'm being honest, beforehand, obviously, because I saw, I didn't watch the Fury one. Because I saw, the highlights and that, I was thinking, oh, this guy, this might give AJ a bit of a problem. I've watched AJ's previous fight, previous fights from before the one that he just won. But AJ seems a lot more focused. He's got a look in his eye, man. He's got a serious look in his eye. He's not joking around right now. So, I can't lie. He made a big statement. That was 5 minutes, isn't he?
It was nice to see him unload properly, without any
He wasn't afraid.
Yeah, I didn't say afraid, AJ. He said afraid. I just said that he didn't seem like he was letting off before, but he let off with my man.
I think as well. I just think it's a disrespect. I was talking to people Friday and they were like, "Oh no, he might go all the way with AJ. You saw what he did with Fury." I personally just think Fury didn't take it seriously. You know, and I think it's evident when you see that because, bro, that was done
really,
quickly.
Styles make fights.
Styles
make fights, but you're not supposed to be letting an MMA guy take you all the way to the end. And are some people, Ngannou won.
Fury ain't a concussive puncher, though, one puncher. He's an accumulation of punches over time, whereas AJ is known for being able to blaze man out there. One so bang.
It don't look good for Fury, though, because I think if they do make the AJ fight, that could be a long night for him.
Yeah, man.
After seeing what Ngannou did, you're like...
I don't know, bro.
I just think it's a big disrespect.
Fury is a madness. Like his size, everything. He's a problem, I think. And again, Styles.
I'm not buying that. I know people say Styles make fights, but that's just like me, or someone who they're not in the game. They're not in the music game like that. And you reckon they're just gonna come
probably Adam going down.
Francis Ngannou is a strong guy, though.
Yeah, he's strong.
Yeah, he's a strong guy. Like, I thought that.
Biggest hands I've felt in my life. Go. When I shook his hand, bruv, he was tickling my elbow.
What?
Mad hands, like some big shovels like that. It was mad. They get older, but you know what was the funniest part? The best part of the whole lead up to that fight was when Ngannou said, "Listen, these are the luckiest boxing. Because if it was anything outside of boxing, lights out." Because he said the energy was very different.
Quickly.
Yeah, he said, quickly, like this.
Yeah. But to be fair, though, because I was there, just letting you guys know, fresh from Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, you know, in that dinner that they had when they all took the picture, Tyson Fury came in on hype, you know, like proper hype, and apparently Ngannou was very
calm.
Yeah. Cause you know, you gotta remember Fury's not really afraid of anyone regardless.
Also Fury, when you see Fury anywhere, he doesn't travel alone.
Yeah.
He's got family members who are as big, if not bigger than him.
Yeah.
So the energy comes with it, he can back it.
He proper came. I'm not saying he would have won or anything that, but he saw him face to face. And I think even Ngannou was surprised. They're at dinner and that with His Excellency. Shout out to His Excellency Turkish. If you want to drop the bag.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Verbally, none of them can live with Fury. My man would fold all of them up.
Yeah.
And I think he bamboozled all of them.
Yeah, he's a good talker, man. And he looks better as well. So I think he learned from the last one. He actually looks good right about now, so we'll see. Heady.
Yes.
Tell us more about the new single, please.
Can't we get a little snippet? You got something. You must have a little.
It's on the Vibe with Vibe intro. That's the intro this week.
No, no, but I'm saying.
You mean the live?
Yeah. You got anything to throw at us?
What, you mean like, what, freestyle?
You got a little 16 or anything like that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll do. Maybe next, when on album release, you guys can have me back here and I'll do, you know, a proper one. But the new music, yeah, the new singles out now on all platforms. So, damn, man, I'm just having a bit of fun. That's like a song that I just, separate from the album, I was just recording, like literally as the album was being complete. And I liked the vibe of it, the production and that. So I thought, yeah, I'll release this one. But there's loads more to come, definitely.
Well, you know, just in talking about you as an artist, like, how do you... What's your process of, like, recording and stuff? Like, or is it getting the idea, then going to studio? What is it?
It's just completely random each time, you know? So, like, sometimes it's, like, it could be the production first, or sometimes it could be, like, a concept first, and I kind of, like, I'm looking for a production that kind of fits, like, the kind of vibe that I'm in with the song. And it, yeah, it can come from either angle. It's just completely random.
Are you like a writer, or do you like just go straight off what you've and you go in the booth?
A lot of the time I write, but I'm in the studio.
Hmm.
But then sometimes it could be like, if I have like a production that I like a beat or a song that I like, then I could just follow that vibe, and that becomes more like a freestyle kind of vibe. Yeah.
Oh, what's nice. Behind the name as well, Socials? Like, what's behind it?
It's just like, you know, nowadays, today, everything's very social orientated. So, like, yeah, social media gets used in like loads of different ways. So I just thought, like, I just kind of play off it.
You are social, though. I see this brother, I see everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't physically see it, but I open up anything in the media, he's there. He's there. I see him at the Brits the other day.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
is it?
Fresh. You care about your clothes, though. I see it. That's when I first see him. I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that straight away.
And I was going to say as well, like, you see, when you see yourself on socials like that, do you enjoy it? Like, because obviously we always say, you always see in the comments, hey, he's funny, man. Da, da, da. How do you take it when you see yourself on socials, especially growing up where you've come from? Yeah. Like, have you had to adapt?
I just don't really like spend any time thinking about it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I just take it for what it is. And just like,
do you.
Yeah, just continue doing what I'm doing, yeah.
And it's worked, literally, man. But yeah, looking forward to having you back on again. And thank you for joining us. You've been brilliant.
What, before we go, just the last thing. What do you make of this?
Just
I'm not surprised, you know. Because you know what's funny? I follow someone on Instagram, yeah. And every single week when Arsenal play, yeah, he has like, he like gets the league. He puts like, you know, like you can blend this off into a picture.
Oh my God.
He blends himself into the league table, yeah. And he's going crazy. Like, I find it hilarious. Like, Arsenal fans, I think, are the funniest. But it's even funnier when, like, you see this and then at the end of the season, that you see they finish like third or second.
Hiding,
see
the tears last year.
Was that?
The tears that were saw last year.
Hilarious.
It's
a nice way to finish the show anyway. Thank you, guys.
Hedy, thank you very much. Guys, please make sure you keep on watching. We've got more content with Hedy One coming out this week. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. And up the Arsenal in a bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.